Focus on the Text, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner by Samuel Taylor Coleridge. This long poem is divided into 7 parts, each introduced by a short summary of the story so far. It was composed between 1797 and 1798, and was first published as the opening poem of the Lyrical Ballads in 1798. It tells the story of a mariner who commits the crime of killing an albatross and of his subsequent punishment. The story is told by the mariner himself, who, at the beginning of the poem, finds himself at a wedding feast and begins recounting his sad story to one of the guests who cannot choose but hear. He tells how the ship was drawn towards the South Pole by a storm. At some point, the ship is surrounded by ice and trapped. An albatross flies through the fog, and the crew herald its arrival with joy as the ice breaks and the albatross guides them to safety. But then, inexplicably, the mariner shoots the albatross dead with his crossbow. At first, the crew are angry with the mariner for killing the bird and make him wear the albatross around his neck as a penance for his crime, but they later excuse him. A curse falls on the ship, which is driven north to the equator and gets stuck for the lack of wind under a burning sun. Horrible serpent-like creatures appear on the motionless sea. A phantom ship arrives, on which death and life in death are drawing lots for the mariner and his crew. At this point, we learn that the other members of the ship's crew are also being punished for justifying the mariner's crime. But while he survives to tell the tale, they all die from thirst. The mariner watches the beauty of water snakes in the moonlight and blesses them. As he does so, the albatross falls from his neck and he is saved. However, the mariner's survival does not mark the end of his punishment. He must bear the burden of guilt for the rest of his days. And so he travels around telling his story to the people he meets, hoping in this way to teach them to respect and love all nature's creatures. One of the most interesting aspects of the poem is the fact that the mariner's motives for killing the albatross remain a mystery. The act, in effect, is pure, without motivation, and radically separates him from the symbolic community and from the logical chain of cause and effect. Stylistic features. The Rime of the Ancient Mariner is written in the form of a medieval ballad. The poem creates a universe where realistic and supernatural events coexist. The landscape is portrayed in a mysterious, dreamlike way and is populated not only by the albatross, a bird whose killing, according to mythology, is considered a sacrilege, but also by horrible sea monsters which surround the ship after the bird's death. The presence of spirits and angels also contribute to create a strange, also magical atmosphere. This is reinforced by the language used by Coleridge, which is characterized by a frequent use of sound effects, internal rhymes, similes, alliterations, repetitions and personifications. Coleridge's language, unlike that of Wordsworth, is often archaic and takes inspiration from old ballads. Interpretations. The poem is highly symbolic. The sea voyage might represent life itself, and the story reflects the parable of mankind, original sin, here represented by the killing of the albatross and the path to repentance. However, the poem refuses to be reduced to a simple parable. The unnatural nature of the mariner's act can be seen as a representation of an inherent conflict between nature and man, whose own nature is to continually try to overcome the limits of natural law. In romantic terms, man, because of the excessive quality of his desire, is a figure of positive evil. It is the kind of evil which radically alters nature, creating an imbalance and turning the world upside down by his act. Coleridge, in his consequent punishment of the mariner, attempts to correct this imbalance, but it is too late. The mariner's perpetual retelling of the story continually returns us to the act by which he separates himself from natural laws. Another fruitful perspective, which has opened up recently regarding the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, focuses on its allusions to exploration and colonialism. The exploratory voyages with the English Navy were carried out at this time often brought British sailors into contact with friendly natives who were happy to help and trade with them. However, as in Columbus's voyages, the natives' ingenious character made them vulnerable to exploitation and violence. The albatross in Coleridge's poem may be seen as a disguised symbol of this betrayal of trust, and the ensuing sense of guilt and unease is created in the minds of people on sensibility.